Which properties are suing some communities in 2024? As of 2024, there have been numerous mobile home parks that are suing Sun Communities, one of the largest owners and operators of manufactured home communities in the United States. These lawsuits stem from various issues such as rent increases, poor maintenance of the parks, and alleged violations of residents' rights. In this article, I'll explore some of the mobile home parks that are currently involved in legal battles with Sun Communities. One of the most high-profile cases is the lawsuit filed by residents of the Lakeshore Estates Mobile Home Park in Michigan. The residents claim that Sun Communities has been unfairly raising their rents year after year without providing any significant improvements to the park. They also allege that the company has failed to address maintenance issues such as potholes in the roads, broken streetlights, and overgrown landscaping. The residents are seeking compensation for the excessive rent increases and damages caused by the poor conditions of the park. Another notable case involving Sun Communities is the lawsuit filed by residents of the Lakeside Mobile Home Park in St. Petersburg, Florida. The residents of Lakeside alleged that Sun Communities had engaged in deceptive and unfair business practices, including charging excessive fees for services and amenities that were never provided. The residents claimed that Sun Communities had also failed to make necessary repairs to the park's infrastructure, putting their health and safety at risk. The lawsuit sought damages for breach of contract, fraud, and negligence. Another mobile home park that is suing Sun Communities is the Paradise Cove Mobile Home Park in California. The residents of this park have accused the company of violating their rights by imposing strict rules and regulations that restrict their freedom and privacy. They claim that Sun Communities has been harassing them with constant inspections, fines for minor infractions, and threats of eviction for non-compliance. The residents are seeking damages for emotional distress and loss of enjoyment of their homes. In Florida, the Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park is also taking legal action against Sun Communities. The residents of this park allege that the company has been neglecting essential maintenance tasks, such as repairing leaking roofs, fixing broken water pipes, and removing hazardous debris. They claim that Sun Communities has been putting their health and safety at risk by ignoring these issues. The residents are seeking compensation for the damages caused by the company's negligence. In Arizona, the Desert Palms Mobile Home Park is embroiled in a lawsuit against Sun Communities for similar reasons. The residents of this park have complained about the poor conditions of the park, including malfunctioning utilities, pest infestations, and unsanitary living conditions. They claim that Sun Communities has been ignoring their requests for repairs and maintenance. The residents are seeking damages for the loss of property value and the inconvenience caused by the company's negligence. In another case, residents of the Green Acres Mobile Home Park in Eugene, Oregon, have filed a lawsuit against Sun Communities, alleging breach of contract and unfair business practices. The residents claim that Sun Communities failed to honor their lease agreements and engaged in deceptive practices, such as charging illegal fees and raising rents without proper notice. The lawsuit also alleges that Sun Communities failed to maintain the park in a safe and habitable condition, putting residents at risk. These are just a few examples of the mobile home parks that are currently suing Sun Communities in 2024. It is clear that there is a growing dissatisfaction among residents of manufactured home communities with the practices of large corporate owners like Sun Communities. These lawsuits highlight the need for stronger regulations to protect the rights of mobile home park residents and ensure that they can enjoy a safe and comfortable living environment. As these legal battles continue to unfold, it will be interesting to see how they impact the future of the manufactured housing industry. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.